With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Georgia, Clark County Superior Court Judge H. Patrick Haggard reads out the verdict for Jose Ibarra in the murder trial for nursing student Lakin Riley.
Count one, malice murder. I find the defendant guilty. Count two, felony murder. I find the defendant guilty. Count three, felony murder. I find the defendant guilty. Count four, felony murder. I find the defendant guilty.
This murder case added fuel to the national debate over immigration when federal authorities say Ibarra illegally entered the U.S. in 2022 and was allowed to stay in the country while he pursued his immigration case. Also at SRNNews.com, Manhattan prosecutors will oppose a request by Donald Trump's lawyers to dismiss his 34-count felony conviction, but suggest they are open to postponing proceedings in the case until after the president-elect's second term in the White House. Bertie Bennett explains.
In a letter submitted to the court, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office acknowledged a significant change in circumstances due to Trump's election win on November 5th. The president-elect, who will take office January 20th and serve until 2029, had been scheduled for sentencing next week and faced up to 4 years in prison. Prosecutors asked for a pause in proceedings until after December 9th, when they said that they would like to file their reply to Trump's upcoming motion to dismiss the case. Earlier this year, a Manhattan jury found Trump guilty of falsifying business records. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Biden administration will give Ukraine anti-personnel landmines to help it slow Russia's battlefield advances. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announcement marks Washington's second major policy shift in just a week's time after its decision to let Ukraine use longer-range American missiles in attacks inside Russia. This is SRN News. A Virginia teacher is fighting for her faith.
American First Legal is suing the Fairfax County school system for seeking to force the unidentified teacher to use transgender students' preferred pronouns. The plaintiff says this would violate her sincerely held religious beliefs. Lawsuits like this one are cropping up all across the country as school districts seek to promote transgenderism and people of faith resist. Lawyers say religious freedom is at stake, as is freedom of speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has struck down Wyoming's ban on abortion in its first in the nation explicit prohibition on the use of medication to end a pregnancy. Teton County District Judge Melissa Owens ruling that the laws violate women's rights under the state constitution. Abortion has remained legal in Wyoming. That's while a judge blocked the laws from taking effect in previous orders. This is SRN News. A pair of tech companies finding themselves in trouble with Uncle Sam.
The two firms will pay the U.S. government $2 million each to settle a lawsuit that alleged the companies inflated the price of computers and other hardware sold to the U.S. Army. The Justice Department says Dell gave Iron Bow discounts on Dell products to sell to the Army, while at the same time offering the government higher prices than it did to Iron Bow, thus artificially raising prices and giving the illusion of competition. The settlement did not include an admission of liability from the two companies. Jason Walker reporting.
Comcast bidding off many of NBC Universal's cable television networks, including USA Network, CNBC, and MSNBC, into a separate public company. The shift comes as more people are streaming services over traditional cable. More details at SRNNews.com.